T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jumping off into hour two, welcome in to Sports Talk here on WWL. It's Mardi Gras weekend in full effect. Hope you guys are enjoying the carnival season. Joey Falgu at Master Control, taking your phone calls at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Having some fun. Look, it's a Friday. We're headed into carnival season. Kids are out of school. Mixing carnival and football together. Would you rather ride in a Mardi Gras super crew or play one snap in the NFL? And what's your all-time favorite Saints, LSU, or Mardi Gras experience? And your biggest, or your best Saints, LSU, and Mardi Gras experience? Or your biggest Saints, LSU, or carnival nightmare? Share them with us at 504-260-1870. And what would you do with Taysom Hill? Sign him to a long-term contract or let him hit the restricted free agent market as a first-round tender? You tell me at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Brother Bob, what's going on, Brother Bob? You're on WWL.
Yeah, hey, Chris. Yeah, I just wanted to say I never camped out for no Mardi Gras parade or nothing, but I camped out for that first Saints playoff game against the Vikings, 87.
Well, that's worth it.
We played Tampa last game of the season, and I went straight from the dome and got in line that Sunday afternoon. Tickets went on sale, Monday morning at 7. And I was, the third person in line. I got my tickets for that first game,
Hey, can't fault you for that. That's something that was, at the time, a once-in-a-lifetime experience to Saints fans.
Oh, yeah, I waited 20 years. I went to my first game. We played the Browns in October 67. I waited 20 years for that moment,
Yeah, it's worth it. Wait, you said you played the Browns? Wait, what did you say about the Browns in 67?
Yeah, October 67, I got to see a bunch of Hall of Famers Saints.
Oh, with the Browns. Yeah, okay.
It was the second home game Saints ever had I went to.
Yeah, because they opened against the Rams, I want to say.
Right. So I got to see, Tony Groza and Leroy Kelly and, Doug Atkins, Jim Taylor, all them.
Yeah. They were bad in their heyday, that's for sure.
And my best Saints moment ever was, grand reopening of the Dome against the Falcons.
That one's up there for sure. I mean, that was so symbolic to our city and to our region. It was, it was the rebirth. It was to show everybody that, hey, New Orleans had made it back, or at least on its way back from Hurricane Katrina. Brother Bob, enjoy the rest of Carnival and enjoy your weekend. Master Sergeant Matt. What's going on, Master Sergeant Matt? You're on WWL.
Hey, what's up there, K-Dog?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I, like you, did a little stint in the military. I think I have a couple days longer than you in the Air Force. But I remember...
Does that really count if it's in the Air Force, though?
What's that?
I said, does that really count if it's in the Air Force, though? I'm kidding, Master Sergeant. None but love for you.
Good, bro. It's all good, bro. I marched high school band, and we were in the Endymion. We marched the Endymion parade. I played trumpet. I remember meeting Doc Severinsen. Do you know who that is?
Say that name again.
Doc Severinsen.
Is that Johnny Carson's band leader?
It is Johnny Carson's band leader at the
time. Assist to Joey Falgu at Master Control.
he knew it. The NOPD was holding all the parade goers back, and being a buddy of mine, walked right up to him with our trumpets. He's sitting in a golf cart, and I thought that was pretty cool, man.
Master Sergeant Matt, what do you do with Taysom Hill? You sign him to a long-term contract, or you tender him as a first-round restricted free agent?
Yes.
Which one?
Hey, if the Saints could get a good pick for him, I say take the pick. Hmm. But if they're leaning towards making Taysom, you know, their franchise man, hold on to him.
Yeah, if they feel like he's the franchise guy, I think you go ahead and sign him to a long-term contract, at least as long as you feel comfortable with. Master Sergeant Matt, thank you so much for the phone call, and even more so, thank you for your service to this great country. Anthony in New Orleans, what's going on, Anthony? You're on WWL.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Look, I knew when the coach said and the ownership said right after that last game that Drew Brees lost, I knew that they was going to keep Drew Brees another year, right? But now this is what the fans have to make up their mind on right now, right? You know Drew Brees cannot handle pressure when you get into the playoffs, right? But they're giving Drew Brees another chance. They're giving Drew Brees another chance to make another Super Bowl run, right? And depending on what they're paying him, right, you clearly understand some of the Saints' major problems that's been for 40 years, the reason why they can't go to Super Bowls, has been Archie Manning, their quarterbacks, making mistakes at key times of the game.
Anthony, you're talking about the 1960s and 70s. How relevant is Archie Manning today on what you're talking about? And also, Anthony, go put on your black and gold of the Pittsburgh Steelers. No, Anthony. They didn't know what I'm saying. I gave you your chance to say it. Once again, you spew a bunch of nonsense, and you don't tie it all together, Anthony. One day you're going to be right. And for those of you that are out there saying Drew and the Saints are not going to make the Super Bowl, you're not going out that far on a limb. You're just not. Because of how difficult it is to win a Super Bowl. How difficult it is to make a Super Bowl. Anthony, one day you're going to be right. Father Time might catch up to Drew Brees. But you're not currently right. You want to be right. You don't want to get it right. That's your deal, Anthony. Thanks for playing. Ernest in Lakeview. What's going on, Ernest? You're on WWL.
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen. Taysom Hill, sign him without a doubt. You know what, he's walking out of the building. Best college memory, two of them. And both of them involved LSU and Tulane. And the greatest stadium ever built, the stadium is the reason we have the Saints. 14-0 Tulane. 49-7 in the Superdome, Tulane. Greatest college memories. Thank you. You have a good evening. Happy Mardi Gras to you and your family.
Ernest, same to you. Thanks for the phone call. Happy Mardi Gras. Text here at 870-870. Squirrels. Yeah, they are out. I don't know. I don't even know if Anthony is a squirrel. Maybe a nut that the squirrel finds. But I don't know about. I wouldn't even demean a squirrel that way. Maybe an acorn. I don't know. It's Friday. I'm trying to be in a good mood. Some of you, not all of you, most of you are playing along and enjoying the Friday edition of Sports Talk, but some of you continue to believe that Drew's the problem. Okay. I mean, you've reached a point for me where I start to feel sorry for you. Like, really? That's really what you believe in? What else do you believe in? You believe in Bigfoot? Believe in paranormal? I mean, a lot of things I question when you start spinning that stuff. Now's as good a time as any to take a break. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Joey, are you a Mardi Gras guy, man? Are you a junkie, or are you kind of meh about it?
Oh, no, I love Mardi Gras.
Do you?
Absolutely.
Joey Falgu at Master Control. His son, Logan, the professional wrestler, was running our board for the last couple of days. Like father, like son. Two sharp dudes. Chris in Baton Rouge. What's going on, Chris? You're on WWL.
Two things, Christian. I hope they find Taysom, because if not, he'll go somewhere else and be a superstar. And the second thing, you need to explain to people that it's not that easy to win a Super Bowl, but I think there's a misconception when people see the Patriots win so many Super Bowls, you know? Maybe you can explain that to some people that don't understand.
Well, Chris,
that.
I've tried, and the truth is that they're never really going to grasp it or accept it.
Right. Yep.
You know, they're just not going to. I know that there are some that are going to say, well, how can the Patriots do it? Well, the Patriots did it because I think that they have the best organization in football. Now, they also cheat. They just have. No, they have.
Yeah,
it's proven.
Right.
It's proven.
Yeah, right.
It's not just me making it up. It's been proven. So you have to think about that as well.
Yep.
I mean, would you rather have six Super Bowls and have the connotation or the reputation as being cheaters, or would you rather have one that you don't have a whole lot that's questioned about that Super Bowl other than the possibility of a bounty, et cetera? But my point is that nobody could prove that the Saints had a bounty in 2009. There's plenty of proof about the Pelicans deflating footballs. I mean, Pelicans, about the Patriots deflating footballs, et cetera. So which would you rather? Would you rather six Super Bowl rings and being known as a cheater, or one knowing that you're clean?
Right. All right, Christian. Have a good day, man.
All right, Chris. Enjoy the weekend. Patrick in Gulfport.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, Patrick? You're on WWL.
Hey, man. What's going on, Christian?
Not a lot, dude.
So that Air Force fellow that called in a little while ago, kind of funny you made that comment, man. When we were in Germany and go to the field, we would hope we'd land with the Air Force guys because they were always staying in barracks somewhere.
Yeah, they always had the best of combinations. You know that, right?
Oh, no kidding, man. Look, at times in Germany, we'd relocate. We'd move into a facility that the Air Force had condemned, and we'd move in and be like, man, this is nice. What are those guys looking for in life? But, yeah, man, look, don't let those guys out there spewing hate about Drew ruin your day, man, because you know the truth about the deal. And the thing is, like the one caller that called in saying he's looking at the stats and whatever else. Well, you know, he said he's looking at the stats, but then he can't quote any stats to support his argument, and
right.
Then says, what has he done for me? You know, what
in the last
done?
6 years, in the last 6 years. He brought him the three straight playoffs.
He's done quite a bit if you look at the stats, so that fellow's obviously not looking at stats. So don't let those guys ruin your day, man.
Yeah,
and
no,
then,
Patrick, look, I've kind of reached a point, Patrick, where it's like, yeah, I won't really have a whole lot of conversation with them just because they're going to believe what they're going to believe.
They're not speaking intelligently, and they're not speaking informed, and there's plenty of information out there to be informed with. So, and then the question about Taysom Hill, man, for me, it's an easy answer. You got to sign that guy. But from an organizational standpoint, you got to really understand what is it that the coaches see and the future of the organization as a whole and where he fits into that. You know, for me, it's easy. You got to sign the guy. But at the same time, if they don't see him as their heir apparent to Breeze, then I don't know if that's the right answer or not. So, you know, what do you do with that?
Well, that's what they have to decide. They have to decide if they want to test it, allow another team to potentially sign him to a large offer sheet that they can't match, and ultimately there goes what they think is their franchise quarterback, or you take the compensation knowing that you don't really think that he's your franchise quarterback. Don't think for a minute, Patrick, that there's not a little bit of gamesmanship going on here. I'm not saying that Sean doesn't believe in Taysom Hill. I'm not saying that. But this is the time of year where you're trying to drive up the price on everything. The stock, you're trying to get the stock to increase as high as it possibly can. That's their job. That's their duty. So if somebody will give them a first-round pick, maybe they consider it. It's just the way it goes. Coon-ass Yankee, what's going on, Coon-ass Yankee? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, man, look, back in the 90s, we used to camp out on the canal bank on Veterans to have a good spot, Bout and Metairie. I mean, that's how bad we were back then. We was looking to get on a canal bank, and then we'd pop tents and sit out there and get out there all night, man, taking care of that stuff.
Yeah,
and
not for me, though.
I also had to call in because all these Saints-hating fans, I got one guarantee, Christian. I guarantee this. I guarantee you, mortgage your house. Take a second mortgage on your house. Take a third mortgage on your house and go to the casino. And you can bet this bet, and I guarantee it's going to pay off.
there are going to be 30 teams in the NFL that don't make the Super Bowl. You can guarantee it. There's going to be 30 teams that don't make the Super Bowl. I don't understand these people. It's like you said. Yeah, it's an easy bet to make. Oh, the Saints are going to make the Super Bowl. Well, yeah, you could, you know.
That's not going out far on a limb. That's not going far out on a limb. It's not.
Exactly. So,
I mean, you're not saying, Cleveland's going to win the Super Bowl. Now, that's going out there. That would be going out there.
Exactly.
And you know what? You know what's crazy is? You wouldn't really be going that far out there if you said the Saints were going to go to the Super Bowl, because the odds makers in Vegas think highly of this team's possibility of doing just that.
Exactly. I listen to y'all and I hear the callers, and I think to myself, do these people watch the same Saints game that I watch? It don't seem like it, because, you know, are there mistakes made? Yeah, there's mistakes made. Does Drew Brees have a phenomenal game every week? No. But like you say, you look at the statistics, and year over year,
you want to know what I think?
Over game.
You want to know what I think? There's no longer enough of the Saints fans that suffered like they did for the first 20 years of the franchise. There's no longer enough of those fans that are out there. There's a segment now, including now my kids, that don't know what it was like at all to see this team be the laughing stock of the league. They don't know what that's like. They have no idea what that's like. So some 20-year-olds. There are some 20-year-olds. So my son's 20. So he's born in 1999. He's getting ready to be 21. So 1999, they were terrible with Ditka. Terrible the following year. They won the playoffs. By the time he began understanding and watching football, though, it was when the Saints started making the playoffs under Sean Payton and going to the NFC title game and then winning a Super Bowl in 2009. That's all he knows. So there's grown men and women. That's all they know.
Exactly. Man, when I was 6-7 years old outside playing, I knew how the Saints were doing by my neighbor, by how much he was screaming. You know, you knew the Saints weren't winning because he was screaming his full head off, and you could hear him three houses down, and we out in the street. I mean, you know, those were the good old days.
Well, those were the bad old days.
To me, the bad old good old days.
No, I got you.
It was what it was.
There's not enough Saints fans left that remember the terrible days, the bags. They don't remember the bags on the heads. They don't understand that. Yeah. They don't even know what that is.
No.
You put a grocery bag on some of these fans' heads and say, "What was this?" They'd say, "Was it a costume for Halloween?"
Or if they do any YouTube and it was the unknown comic.
Yeah, there you
go. They do any type of YouTube and it was the unknown. Oh, that's the unknown comic, right?
Yeah. Coonass Yankee, thanks for the phone call, man.
Good talking to you.
Same here, Lonnie in La Place. What's going on, Lonnie? You're on WWL.
Oh, how you doing, Christian?
I'm good, thank you.
This is what a lot of people don't understand. If you go back in time and what the Saints been through as a franchise, everything in life has a purpose and a meaning. We can't win all the time, but there is something you got to realize. You got to go through something to get something. It's not just handed to you. Sure, we had our setbacks. Sort of no call and this and that. But we got to go through that to get to that Super Bowl again. Because, you know, sometimes you may be hurting on the inside, but the best remedy for that is to believe in God and trust in God and let God take care of the problem. Breeze ain't the problem. Breeze is the trigger. We just need people to come together and believe in this team and stick with this team and not put Breeze down, because, look, Breeze has done a great many things for this city. He opened up franchises that give people jobs. You can't not blame Breeze for what's going on. This man has
but Lonnie, look, and if I'm being fair, though, I mean, listen, it's really – in the crux of this argument, I don't care what he's done as far as opening up however many franchises. It doesn't matter. Because at the crux of this argument is – can he still play at an elite level? Is he playing at an elite level? And the answer to that is yes. I don't care how many Jimmy Johns or Untuckets or whatever he's done off the field. Yes, I think that's great. I get that. But for this conversation, it's about what has he done. And I still believe that he's playing at an elite level. There are some that don't.
I think he's still great. And I think he still can play in this league.
Lonnie, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you.
Babs in St. Charles Parish. What's going on, Babs? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I just have to tell you, you have made my entire year just by hearing someone of your football caliber, because it is great, say that part of the reason that the Patriots are so quote-unquote great is because they cheat. A lot of those games, they have cheated. There's proof out there that they cheated. And I'm sorry, if you don't have any integrity, I don't want to have anything to do with you. That's why I love our team, our boys, because they've got integrity just overflowing. And they want to do things the right way. You know, they make some mistakes. They're humans. You know, we all do that. But they want to do things the right way. They want to win the right way. And they want to be able to put their head on their pillow at night and know that they've done it with integrity.
Babs, I'm humbled by your comments and your kind words. I agree with you. I mean, there's something to be said for integrity. I'm all about that. I mean, that's the basis of who what I stand on is integrity and honor. The Marine Corps certainly drove that into my head, into my body as well. We'll step away and come back for Don in Lakeview. Jeffrey on the West Bank, Jeff in Metairie. Also going to visit with Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans podcast. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Great song. Look who we dragged off the parade route. Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans podcast, at NOLA Jake. Jake, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Christian.
You bet. Any parading in your future this weekend?
Yeah, I'm running a little behind today, but we're heading out there shortly, so we'll be out on the route for everything they've got going on today.
Let's get to the Pelicans. They're in action tonight against Portland, and they start the second half of the season, 27 games remaining. I guess my question to you would be, what's the reason for hope the Pelicans can make the postseason?
I mean, look, they're 5.5 games back now, and that's a lot to make up over the final 27 games of the regular season. But if you're looking for hope and a reason to stay tuned in and watch this team, the biggest thing is they have the easiest schedule going forward. If you look at opponent winning percentage, the Pelicans have the easiest. It's well under 500. And if you look at the Memphis Grizzlies, who currently occupy the eighth seed, they have the toughest schedule going forward. So things can definitely swing over these final 27 games. The Pelicans have been playing 600 balls since about January or so. They've been very good since Zion Williamson came back. And finally, maybe for the first time all year, they're fully healthy. You'll see Brandon Ingram be fully good to go in the game tonight. Zion Williamson's going to be fully good to go. And they're looking to really make a push and continue this good play that they've had recently. And if Memphis starts to stumble a little bit with that tough schedule, with a bunch of travel in their future, you should be able to see the Pelicans climb up in the standings here. And they've got two games to go against Memphis, too, which I think are pretty big. So tiebreakers and the easy schedule coming down to it, it should mean that the Pelicans are going to be in contention for the eighth seed through the basic end of the regular season.
Jake, got a text here from Brian in Mid-City calling you out for Star Wars X-Wing miniatures this Wednesday. He says, Jake will know where to find me.
I'm sure. I haven't been out there in a little while, but that's coming soon. Don't worry.
More nerd stuff. Great. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Jake. Getting back to the Pelicans a little bit, Zion, what's an expectation of him in the final 27 games? When are they going to maybe take the wraps off, let him go full throttle?
Yeah, you know, it seems like he still isn't fully in game shape yet, but working his way back to it. And, you know, the only way you get in game shape is by playing games. But now that he's got 10 games under his belt, I think you're really going to start to see the minutes kind of come off. You know, they haven't had a hard minutes cap on him whatsoever. It's just more when he looks tired, they might pull him. But you've seen the Pelicans leave him out there a little bit more so as he got into a couple more games. So you're seeing him close games, which I think is really big and really important for the team. And so I think now that he's gotten a little bit of rest from the All-Star break, you know, as long as he's good to go, he'll be out there on the court. I don't think they're going to really hold him back much of anything. If anything, you might see his role slightly reduced because they want to get Brandon Ingram worked back into the rotation a little bit. And maybe have him be kind of that main guy, that go-to scorer that he's been all year. And they need to try and kind of find a way for these two to really fully coexist. They've been very good together, but there's been a few hiccups in the road, which really only come by playing together. So these final 27 games are important from that perspective. But Zion, you know, he's going to have a lot to play for. He wants to get into the playoffs his rookie year. He wants to at least be in the running for the rookie of the year conversation, which there's been some, you know, talk about recently. So if he can go out and average what he's doing now, which is over 20 points per game, the rebounding, grabbing his own offensive boards too, he's going to really be in the mix for all of that. So I have pretty high expectations for him. The scoring's going to be there. The rebounding's going to be there. I'd like to see him improve on defense slightly, where he's been maybe average at best right now. And if he can step up in that department, the Pelicans are going to feel really good about their playoff chances.
Jake, bear with me here on this question. So we know they're 5.5 games back, and I know that's ultimately what they would have to do to make the postseason. But fill in the blank. The Pelicans make the postseason if blank player remain steady and is a big influence. Which is that player?
So that's a tough question. I don't know if you can really kind of boil it down to one, but if you do, it's probably going to need to be Jrue Holiday. We've seen this from Brandon Ingram and what he's capable of doing all year long. Zion has lit it up since he's been playing minutes out there on the court, but you've had maybe a bit of an up and down season, especially offensively for Jrue Holiday. Defensively, he's great. We know what he can give you on that side of the ball. But there's been games where he shot 30% from the field, under 40% from the field, and he's been a little bit inconsistent in that department. The Pelicans are going to have games where maybe Ingram isn't at his best, where Zion isn't at his best, but they need Jrue Holiday, who's that leader of the team, both offensively and defensively, to be there consistently and on a night-in, night-out basis. And if he can really step up his offensive play, which he's kind of done as of late, I'm going to feel pretty good about the Pelicans making up the 5.5 games until the end of the regular season.
So Portland tonight, and then it is Golden State and the Lakers on their 3-game Mardi Gras road trip. What do you think the record's going to be?
You know, I think you're easily looking at 2-1, potentially 3-0. I feel pretty confident in them being Portland tonight. Damian Lillard's not playing. This is a team they've had a lot of success with so far this year. They're 3-0 on them going for the season sweep. The Golden State Warriors are Golden State Warriors. They're not good. They've beaten New Orleans twice, but they haven't beaten New Orleans since Zion's been back and since this team has been playing really good basketball. I think you get a win there. The Lakers game is going to be tough. They are easily the best team in the Western Conference, but I think they have at least a chance in that one. So 2-1 is what is minimum what I'm expecting, and more or less that's what New Orleans needs to do throughout these final 27 games, and to go 2-1 more or less entirely, because they're going to need to go something like 16-10 if they want to try and get into the postseason.
Jake, we're weaving in, you know, carnival and sports, and I'm going to ask you, would you rather ride in a Mardi Gras Super Crew or play one snap or one play, I should say, in the NBA?
Look, I'm going to go with a Super Crew. I don't ride, and knowing how poorly that'd go for me in the NBA, that I'm probably going to do a whole lot better riding in the crew, and especially with it being carnival season right now, there's just no way you can say no to something like that.
Have you ever ridden before, man?
I've ridden in the St. Patrick's Day parade, but never during Mardi Gras.
You got to put it on your bucket list. You're a guy that's embraced this city. You weren't born here, but I certainly consider you a New Orleanian, and you got to do that. You just got to do it.
It's on my list of things. I got to just, you know, kind of reach out to some people I know. I know people who ride in everything. So I've got to just reach out and do it, because, like I said, I've been here for 16, 17 years now. So I think I pretty much count at this point.
Jake, when you go to the parade tonight, I better not hear any reports of you elbowing kids for beads. Okay? I just better not hear that.
Right? Never. I'm great during Mardi Gras. I go out, I have fun. I kind of like give everything I can to the kids pretty much.
Is it me, or do I get, like, am I the only one that gets almost, like, visibly angry when I see an adult jumping in front of kids to catch 5-cent trinkets? I mean, I get, like, angry.
Look, I get it. I might not go that far with it, but certainly you kind of look at these people who are out there, and it's, you know, you want this to be kind of family friendly. You want everyone just to have a good time, and when you're throwing bows here and there, or running into people and generally kind of being stupid, which can lead to a lot of very negative things and dangerous out there, you definitely don't like to see that.
Jake, I'll let you link up with Brian in Mid-City for miniature X-Wing, whatever it is that y'all do. Always a pleasure, man. I know you got to get running to the parade route. Thanks so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, Christian.
All right. To Don in Lakeview. What's going on, Don? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Happy Mardi Gras.
Same to you.
I was listening, driving up into the parade route, talking about the Taysom Hill thing and this contract.
Where are you watching the parade, Don?
They're, where we saw you guys the other day.
Okay.
You know, around Pershing and St. Charles.
All right.
So, anyway, but listen, what I was calling about is that they need to sign him yesterday, because there is not a person in the draft, nor in this upcoming draft, nor for that matter, probably in the NFL, that can do the things that player does.
Ah, Lamar Jackson certainly can. Lamar Jackson certainly can.
Well, women, no, he cannot. He's not going to go down on the kickoff.
Oh,
well,
okay, fine. Yeah, but I'm talking about from a quarterback position.
He's not going to truck.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Well, that's a decision the Saints are going to have to be confronted with, because if they're going to make Taysom Hill their next quarterback, then all the other things that he does that bring so much to the team, then he's not going to be able to do that anymore.
No, of course not.
So my thought is that where is his value, and what he brings in versatility, or do they look for the next one in waiting? And I'm kind of thinking they're looking for the next one in waiting, because I think they realize what they'll lose in the way of their versatility, that the creative, you know, schemes that Sean Payton can come up with Taysom Hill playing tailback.
So, Don, you're telling me that you think they're going to try to keep him as this jack-of-all-trades player?
I think so.
And no, they won't be able to. Don, they won't be able to. Well, he's a restricted free agent. He'll sign the tender. And then next year, if that vision is for him to be that jack-of-all-trades, he wants to be a quarterback in the National Football League, he'll go sign elsewhere as an unrestricted free agent.
I guess that's the question that I don't have the answer to. Is that what he wants to do?
Yes, he said that on record.
Okay, well, then I guess that makes it a different, you know, then the decision then is different. If that's what he wants to do, I understand. But on the other hand, if he's just saying, listen, I'll do whatever I need to do, and which he's kind of done up to this point, because truly there really isn't anybody out there that can do what he does.
Nah, he's a unique guy. He's a uniquely skilled football player. Don, enjoy the parade, man. Catch some beads. Give the good stuff to the kids. Jeffrey on the West Bank. Jeff and Metairie, you're next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Big Carnival weekend is upon us. Welcome in. If you've come in from out of town, enjoy our city. Understand the rules, though, of Mardi Gras and what you can and cannot do. You don't want to land in OPP over the weekend and through Fat Tuesday, because you will be there. If you land in there tonight, you're going to be there pretty much till Wednesday. So be mindful of that. But love this city. It'll love you back. Jeffrey on the West Bank. What's going on, Jeffrey? You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Jeffrey.
I've been listening to you for the past hour or so, man. Something came up to me.
Okay.
Made me call here. I mean, this people in this area of the country and the area of Louisiana, they know football. We produce some of the best athletes and football players in this country. And a lot of these guys are taught by guys like myself from childbirth or childhood, because I was a playground football coach. I also played football in high school and played in playgrounds too.
Great.
So when a guy may sound like he's just spooling off foolishness when he's talking about the game, but a lot of people know what they're talking about.
Don't disagree there.
Okay. Let's take this Taysom Hill thing. It looks like Saints are going the wrong way on this.
Why?
Teddy Bridgewater is the guy. He is the guy. The guy that you need.
Answer the question, why? Why are they doing it? What's wrong? What do they have wrong about Taysom Hill?
I just said it. I'm telling you, Teddy Bridgewater.
No.
Guy.
You said they're getting it wrong because of Taysom. What about Taysom? Hold on. What about Taysom you think is not on par with Teddy Bridgewater?
Taysom Hill cannot. He cannot make 17 passes in a game.
What do you mean, complete 17 passes?
He cannot make 17.
What does make mean?
You cannot put him in a position. You cannot put him in a position where he's throwing a ball 17 times or more.
You don't know that.
And be successful. Okay, I just told you.
Well, I'm just saying you don't know that. Yeah, you haven't seen him have to throw 17 passes in a game. Aside from the preseason.
I've seen enough of him.
Okay, so what about Teddy Bridgewater has you sold?
Say again?
What about Teddy Bridgewater has you sold?
Teddy Bridgewater has been to the playoffs as a starting quarterback.
Taysom Hill hasn't had the opportunity to do that.
Okay. You're asking me a question. I'm giving you the answer.
Yeah,
the answer
I'm just telling you. I'm having a rebuttal to that. That's all. It's a conversation.
We have all these Kool-Aid drinkers. We have a few Kool-Aid drinkers. And sometimes people see what they want to see. I'm using the word want in a certain way. See what they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you implying?
Let's move on.
What are you implying?
I'm not trying to imply. I'm saying it. You see. Sometimes you see what you want to see.
Mm-hmm. That cuts both ways, though, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
You could say the same thing about some people are seeing what they want to see with Teddy Bridgewater, and same people are seeing what they want to see about Taysom Hill.
No.
Wait, I thought it cuts both ways.
He's undefeated as a starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
I know. That's a great stat to hang on to.
Okay, I don't have his stats in front of me, but you may have. What is his percentage rate since his six games? What is his percentage rate?
His completion percentage?
Yeah.
In those five games? I want to say it's 62, 64%. I'll pull it up.
Okay, I mean, where is he failing at?
Nobody said he's failing.
Okay, this is the guy. This is the future.
Why does Sean Payton not think so? Sean Payton thinks it's Taysom Hill.
Sean Payton hasn't legally made that move.
His completion percentage was 67%.
Okay.
This year.
Well, I mean.
Strong. It's very good.
It's like what you said, and it's strong. It's very strong.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, listen, I'm not trying to, Jeffrey, listen, I'm a big Teddy Bridgewater fan, okay? And what he did this year, I think, helped save the season, right? Filling in for those five games, coming up with wins. But let's be clear, too. He wasn't the only reason. Wait, hold on, Jeffrey. He wasn't the only reason why they won those games. The defense was a big part of that as well. Now, I'm not trying to detract from Teddy Bridgewater because he did exactly what was asked of him. Don't lose the game for us. Make some plays for us when we need you to. He did that. It's exactly what he was charged with. Exactly what he was charged with. But over a bigger sample size, what would his record have been? Would it have been undefeated still? We don't know the answer to that. I get it, Jeffrey. You think Teddy Bridgewater is the answer. You're entitled to have that opinion. I can't push back on it too much. Just like I don't know that many can push back if they say Taysom Hill should be the guy. Because we just truly, honestly, we are truly just speculating and guessing on a very small sample size for each with the Saints. We don't know. We might think we know. Like Jim Mora, you think you know. You think you know. We don't really know for sure. I appreciate the phone call, Jeffrey. Jeff and Anthony, I'll lead you off the next hour. This is Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.